The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
Welcome once again to the healthiest hour on radio. It's the snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every weekend at this time. And we hope to make your weekend strong with the information we have for you this morning. Today's no exception. We have Jane Jansen in just a few minutes. She's a practitioner at the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts. And she'll be talking about matters of the heart, yours, especially congestive heart failure. You know, why should we focus on this condition when people are familiar with heart attacks and you're probably familiar with arrhythmias or maybe MVP, mitral valve prolapse, and many other heart conditions? Well, if you live long enough, chances are you'll have at least some degree of congestive heart failure. And you can live a long time, even if you have it, if you're diagnosed with it. But we'll talk about your odds. They are pretty high the longer you live, but we'll talk about ways to prevent or minimize it and treat it effectively and safely if you do already have it. So we'll talk about all aspects of matters of the heart, high blood pressure and hormones, how they affect the heart, prescription medications such as diuretics, which is what are prescribed in cases of congestive heart failure, and much more here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. And if you miss any part of it, you can of the morning show, you can listen tonight, 12 hours from right now, on this station you're listening to right now. First, some news and some of our regular weekly features. Let's talk about news of the king of herbs, often called the king of herbs, garlic, I'm talking about. And it's been used throughout history for centuries and centuries, both for culinary and medical purposes. In fact, if you look at medical texts from ancient Egypt and China, and of course Greece and Rome, you'll find many references to garlic. Even it was discovered in King Tut's tomb, believe it or not. But while garlic is nutritious, it has many vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients, but the health benefits are usually attributed to one phytonutrient. Phyto means a plant, so it's a plant nutrient. Allicin, and that's what affects your immune system, has anti-inflammatory properties and other benefits as well. And here's a 2009 study that was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, and they found that what they were studying were how animals' hearts recovered from simulated heart attacks, and garlic actually reduced damage from lack of oxygen, as well as they had a significantly greater effect on reducing blood flow, good blood flow in the aorta, as well as increased pressure in the left ventricle of the heart. And then also research shows that consuming garlic may help protect against the second biggest killer, cancer, certain types of cancer at least. This was a study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Researchers found that people who consumed raw or cooked garlic regularly faced about half the risk of stomach cancer and two-thirds the risk of colorectal cancer as compared to people who eat little or none. So there you go, the stinking rose. But, you know, you can consume garlic without having the body odor of having eaten it. As I like to say, it's the Italian method of birth control, the fathers make their daughters chew a clove of garlic before they go out on a date. But in any case, kaolic, which is the world's number one odorless garlic, that's in all your natural food stores and pharmacies and wherever fine supplements are sold, that has all the benefits of garlic, but without the odor or, you know, the body odor coming out your pores or on your breath. All right. Do you drink enough water? Well, here's an interesting, article on, I'm not drinking enough water this morning, which is why I need to clear my throat. It's crucial for many bodily functions, everything from lubricating your joints to preventing infections, of course, regulating body temperature and delivers nutrients to the cells. But as we age, it's important to know that our perception of thirst diminishes. And so if you are older, you need to realize this, and it's ultra important to drink enough water every day. Alcohol doesn't really count. Coffee, some say it counts, some say it doesn't, or caffeinated beverages, because actually it's better than none at all, but it does have a diuretic effect, so it can help, it can actually hinder hydration in that with the diuretic effect that it has. But anyway, just want to make light of and bring awareness to the fact that it's important to keep enough water in your engine's radiator, so to speak, so you don't overheat and you don't, your engine runs smoothly and for a long time. All right. In news of hygiene and health, okay, this is especially for the guys. In fact, specifically for the guys. If you're going number one, do you stand or sit? Well, most of you are standers, right? But here's some interesting information from Brigham Young University, who was a professor of fluid dynamics. He says, unlike urinals, which are stationed at, the proper height and have curved backboards to deflect your shot down the drain, toilets are basically wide open pools that encourage splashback, which the dreaded splashback, yes, which is basically the scientific term for what happens when you pee and it hits the water's surface and some of the spray ricochets back to you and around the floor, even though you don't probably feel it. Well, they say that pee droplets can land anywhere close by, which, of course, is a nice breeding ground for bacteria. And the study goes on to say, and it's interesting, your stream reaches about 4 inches beyond the exit point of, your organ, gravity makes that flow more unsteady, causing more microscopic droplets to strafe the bowl's rim or your legs. And the reason you never realize that, that you're splattering over yourself, is that the splashback is body temperature, so you don't even feel it, and or it goes on your clothes. But it's just something to think about. So, sitting is better than standing. You clean the toilet a lot less often. That's one benefit, one of the many benefits, as well as discouraging excess bacteria around the bowl. And also they say to close the lid, which is common sense because that prevents the toilet from spritzing up bowl water. It has an aerosolizing effect when you flush the toilet. All right, so much for hygiene and health. Let's see where we are. Yeah, we got a few minutes left for some more news and some of our regular features. Let's talk about building immunity. Now, COVID-19, one positive is that it's turned the spotlight on the topic of immunity into the, front and center, into the headlines. Yet, even as the pandemic wanes, we still need to support our immune system so that we can fight off not only the coronavirus, but also other viruses and bacteria that can make us ill. So just a few, let's talk about 4 or 5 common sense lifestyle practices, eating a high quality, nutrient-dense diet. So toss out the processed foods while you're tossing your salad and eating your salad. But might want to toss those to the side. Of course, getting enough protein, vegetables, and, all the good things. And then going out in nature, which gives you the natural sunlight and vitamin D, but also the physiological benefits of being outdoors, the different hormones that are produced other than vitamin D. And by the way, vitamin D, if it was discovered today, it would be classified as a hormone, not a vitamin. But that's another program. Getting adequate sleep, that's so important to your immune system. They've done numerous studies and found that people that are sleep deprived, are also immune deprived. So get at least 6 or 7 hours of sleep to produce that immune resilience that you want to, especially at this time of the year, you would definitely want to maintain during the flu and cold season. Managing stress, another important lifestyle habit to build immunity and maintain it because, while stress in short bursts is actually beneficial, the so-called eustress, the distress is when the constant levels of modern life tend to cause inflammatory problems and all kinds of other issues. And so stress management techniques are essential for your routine to promote relaxation. And, one of the best ways to do that is exercise and, of course, meditation, prayer, and other relaxation techniques. And moving your body, not only with exercise, regular exercise, but also consistent daily movement. You can exercise for an hour a day, and then if you sit at your desk for the other 7 hours, forget it. That's not the way to do it. It's better not to exercise, and then be active doing various things throughout the day. All right, here's a feel-good way to lower your blood pressure. Hug a loved one. Or, it doesn't matter if it's a human or an animal, but you can stroke your dog or cat. This is from University of North Carolina research. They showed that doing so regularly can help keep blood pressure from climbing. In fact, blood pressure readings were 12 points lower in women who embraced loved ones at least twice daily versus those who hugged less often. So whether it's a pet or your significant other, that's a good thing. Vitamin H, hugging. All right. Okay, let's see. We've got a few more minutes before we go on to our guest, Jane Jensen, talking about cardiovascular health. Lip reading, and I'm not talking about people who are hard of hearing that need to read lips in order to understand the other person they're in front of, but fingerprints, we're talking about that. I'm talking about lips, though, but fingerprints, I was going to say, are so last century because the new frontier is lip prints. Just like the grooves on your human fingertips, human lips are formed at the embryonic stage and are thought to remain fixed throughout life. So while lip prints aren't typically used in forensics to nail criminals, of course, they can offer clues to a person's health. This is from the University of Pittsburgh. They were doing studies on genetic underpinnings of different medical problems, and they turned to their attention to facial features, including lip patterns, to determine if certain physical traits might in some way be connected. And the prints, they go into the different vertical lines and branches and so on. But bottom line is they could indicate an underlying genetic vulnerability to certain disorders or even future disease. So the research is early in the game, but one day it could lead to early diagnosis as well as nailing some more criminals. Who knows? All right, let's see. Let's go to the fitness file. All right, just for a minute, let's get physical. Forget the notion that workouts are all work and no play. This is from research psychologist Kelly McGonigal from Stanford University, the author of The Joy of Movement, How Exercise Helps Us Find Happiness, Hope, Connection, and Courage. And Kelly says that you want to groove with others, whether you work out with one friend or in a class. The doctor says that human happiness flourishes in communities, so if you have mutual movement or doing something physical with another person or another group of people, that's going to help you connect, collaborate, and celebrate. And then also moving to music, he mentions that the brain seems hardwired to hear music as an invitation to move. So that's a good thing. All right, Ken, just thinking about your muscles, make them stronger. Well, research at Ohio State University, their osteopathic college, found that mental imagery exercises can prevent muscles from getting weaker after not being used for extended periods. Of course, this doesn't mean to skip your workouts, but what it does mean is that your mind-body or mind-muscle connection, excuse me, is something to, well, keep in mind. And along the lines of joyous workouts, buddy jogging. Try jogging with a buddy or, you know, friend, relative, or even pet. Conversation will occupy your mind, and you'll run further with less effort. All right, that's it for the fitness file. Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Okay, let's see. What do we got here? I practice safe text. You know, I've never texted, never will. I'm not procrastinating until tomorrow. I like that one. Not old, just delightfully retro. Oh, I like to think of myself as that. I've been a retro for almost 70 years now. I'm not crazy. I'm sanity challenged. These are some T-shirt slogans I've collected recently. Be yourself. Everyone's taken. Let's see a couple others here just to round things out. Don't act stupid. We have politicians for that. Okay. And what's wrong with always being right? All right. Okay. That's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have more information for your good health with Jane Jansen talking about matters of the heart, especially about congestive heart failure. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest acting medical strength probiotic available. That means Trubifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for Trubifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Welcome back to the Cure for the Common radio show. Hey, your best shot at staying healthy this flu season is not just a shot, it's staying healthy. Welcome back to your painless injection of health information, where we share with you the knowledge on how to be a healthier person every week at this time. How about a shot of ginger, garlic, and turmeric? That's what I'd like. Hey, and we appreciate you staying tuned to our program here, The Healthiest Hour on Radio. And on the studio line with me, Jane Jansen is a practitioner at the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts. She's also, she has experience of years and years of spending research time in the cardiovascular labs and hospitals. And she's going to be talking about matters of the heart, especially congestive heart failure. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jane. How the health are you?
Oh, very good. This is so great to be on your show.
Likewise. I've heard so much about you. Your reputation or your credentials precede you, and I've heard just such high things about you. So we want to get people naturally high on heart health and informed about their heart health so they can live a long, healthy life. And, you know, most people can, as you know, a lot of their organs or other vital organs could have lasted many years after they were taken out by a heart attack or heart disease. And that's the number one killer, which is why we're focusing in on it today. It is the number one killer in America, right. Well, actually before cancer, and, you know, cancer is coming up as number one, but we'll talk about just how important it is to have a healthy heart, because to have a healthy heart, you have to be a healthy liver. And so let's talk about, you know, I was talking earlier before we had you on the program, if you live long enough, your odds are pretty high, isn't it, that you're going to have at least some degree of congestive heart failure? And just how big a problem is this? And let's define, first of all, what congestive heart failure is, because a lot of people know, you know, heart attacks and arrhythmias and other heart conditions, but they don't exactly know what congestive heart failure is and how it's defined if they don't have it or have somebody close to them that has it.
Yes, and a lot of these other health, you know, like heart attacks and other health issues, high blood pressure and things like that, can contribute to developing congestive heart failure. Basically, it's a serious progressive condition in which the heart muscle is less able to contract or is structurally limited in its ability to fill with blood. And as a result, the heart's pumping action can't keep up with the body's demand of getting enough oxygen and nutrients around to all the different organs of the body, including the heart, but also the brain, the kidneys, the liver. Every cell in the body is dependent on these nutrients and oxygenation. And so what happens in congestive heart failure is that the heart will actually start beating faster to try and decrease the amount of times it takes to refill after it contracts, but then over a long period of time, less blood gets circulated, and there's an extra effort that can cause heart palpitations and other problems, and the heart chamber can enlarge to make room for the extra blood, or sometimes the chamber walls will become stiff and thickened. And then this kind of contributes to capillary weakness within the blood vessels, and the lungs can actually start filling with some fluid, causing shortness of breath, weakness, swelling of the extremities, and basically decreased quality of life. And I think that, you know, we all want longevity, but we want to feel good with that longevity.
Oh, amen. Yeah. And so that's why doctors, isn't it why doctors prescribe diuretics to get that fluid out of the lungs?
Yes. and which, you know, does help. But the problem is then that beats up on your kidneys and makes the kidneys weaker, which potentially then people head towards having to have dialysis. Right. So it becomes this chain reaction. And there's approximately right now 6 million Americans have congestive heart failure.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's the most common diagnosis in hospitalized patients and that are over 65. And 1 in 9 deaths have a heart failure as a contributing cause. And about 60 to 70% of new diagnosed and hospitalized heart failure patients will have died within 5 years.
Is that right? Now, yet you can live many years or even decades once you're diagnosed with congestive heart failure, right, if you follow the right guidelines?
Yes, and there are dietary changes that need to, you know, happen, as well as, you know, physical activity as best as you can. And then there's always, you know, the doctors have different prescription medications, which, you know, is helpful. We just mentioned the diuretics. But, again, over time, they're not really fixing their problem, they're helping to alleviate some of the issue. But fortunately, there are a lot of things you can do naturally to actually help improve congestive heart failure.
All right. So let's, well, actually, I have a few more questions before we get into some of the lifestyle changes and some of the changes that we can make to alleviate or minimize or mitigate the congestive heart failure diagnosis. But let's talk about how you mentioned how it affects the lungs. Does it affect other organs? Is it kind of like a cancer that can spread to other organs and affect their function as well? I mean, as you mentioned with the lungs?
Yeah, it just puts more stress on the other organs, as well as, in particular, damages from the of the capillaries can happen. That's what causes the leakage that causes the fluid around the lungs. But also, it can help with these the endothelial. What happens is the endothelial lining of all your blood vessels becomes damaged. And that potentially leads to some of the leakage, but it also leads to plaque buildup in the arteries, stiffening of the arteries, and these things lead to other health issues like heart disease and stroke.
You know, I wish we could pick and choose which of our organs would could stay stiff as we get older and which could not be so stiff. I mean, but unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, sometimes we can control it with lifestyle habits, et cetera. But anyway, we need to take a bottom-of-the-hour break, Jane. And when we come back, I want to ask you about how hormones, because a lot of how it affects our heart, because a lot of people are on heart, heart replacement therapy, hormone replacement therapy. And the older we get, a lot of people are more and more likely to suffer those or get on those prescriptions or protocols, whether it's men or women. You know, men go on testosterone replacement therapy, and then women estrogen replacement therapy or other hormones. And sometimes women also go on testosterone replacement therapy for libido purposes. But we'll talk about that as well as supplements and other lifestyle changes, dietary changes, which you mentioned, and other things that we can do to help prevent or mitigate not only congestive heart failure, but high blood pressure and many other heart conditions as well. My guest, Jane Jansen, practitioner at the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts, will be back with more information on matters of the heart as we continue here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Snow,
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 snow.
Welcome back to the program. It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to talk radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. As a reminder, too, our show is 82% new, 18% review, and it's all good for you. And if you're just joining us, my guest in this hour of the program, Jane Jansen, practitioner at Tree of Life Wellness Center. Jane, how did you first get into studying heart health?
Actually, I was chief of non-invasive cardiology lab at Miriam Hospital in Rhode Island. And we saw people from all over the world. It was known as the Heart Hospital. We had a lot of patients that were from the Olympics and other marathon runners and stuff. And so I was involved in a lot of the studies that they were doing on these different types of patients to see how different medications and different training treatments that they were doing with athletes to see how it affected the heart.
Interesting. Wow. Now, let's talk about something that affects the heart, and that is hormones, whether they're endogenous or what your body produces or what you take exogenously via prescription or transdermal or, you know, other types of hormone medications or prescriptions. How does hormone replacement therapy affect congestive heart failure? Because as we get older, a lot of elderly patients go on HRT, hormone replacement therapy, for medical reasons. And does that affect the heart adversely, or is it beneficial?
Basically, as long as they're utilized appropriately, mm-hmm. Can be beneficial. Where you have to be careful is when people have problems with high blood pressure, as well as blood that is too thick, that sometimes these treatments can exacerbate that and make it, you know, worse. And that can lead to, again, contributing to heart disease as well as congestive heart failure.
Okay, earlier we talked about diuretics as one prescription medication for treating congestive heart failure. What are some of the others, and what are some of the other ways besides prescription medications to treat congestive heart failure?
Well, there's a lot of different medications. They have what's called ACE inhibitors.
Right.
They're angiotensin-converting enzymes. And they've actually found that there are, again, certain natural that can help with this particular enzyme. That what it does is it causes the blood vessels to constrict and increases the blood pressure. Therefore, by inhibiting this angiotensin, it can actually get the blood vessels to open up a little bit more and get better blood flow, which lowers the blood pressure, as well as, again, getting more blood flow throughout the body.
Now, can't herbs and certain foods do the same thing as the drugs without maybe the side effects or toxicity?
Yes, and that's the biggie. you know, we're not against medications. They have their place.
Sure.
But they come with their own side effect issues and over time potentially lead to more medications, trying to fix the side effects of the first medication. And so you kind of get into a downward spiral. So if you can keep your heart as healthy as possible, then this is going to help minimize the need for certain medications or potentially even be able to not need some medications at all. It really is something that, you know, is obviously up to the doctor to manage the medications, but if you can get your body healthier, for instance, bring your blood pressure down naturally, then they will reduce some of your blood pressure medications and therefore reduce some of the side effects of those medications. One of the preferred supplements that we utilize in our practice is the aged garlic extract, the chiolic aged garlic extract, because it does so many different things for not only the heart, but the vascular system itself, the overall immune system, lowers cholesterol, lowers blood pressure, decreases plaque buildup, actually reverses plaque buildup, and the big thing is repairs the endothelial lining of the blood vessels so that they function more appropriately, and you're getting those nutrients in and oxygenation in, gets the blood vessels.
Whoops. We lost her. What I was going to ask her, the next question I had for her, which I'm somewhat familiar with, and that is the human clinical trials that have been done with the chiolic aged garlic extract that Jane mentioned. In fact, there was one, how beta blockers stop the effects of epinephrine or adrenaline, and this causes the heart to beat slower and lowers your blood pressure. But they found that the aged garlic extract significantly lowered central blood pressure as well as pulse pressure and pulse wave velocity, as well as arterial stiffness, which are all beneficial effects of aged garlic extract, you know, similar to the beta blockers, which are prescribed for heart failure, as Jane was mentioning. So, you know, lifestyle and supplemental changes, and of course, increasing potassium levels. You know, a lot of you've heard that a lot of doctors recommend you control sodium intake if you are suffering from high blood pressure, because that can exacerbate it. But it's just as important to increase your potassium levels, because there's the potassium-sodium pump at the cellular level. And so the more potassium you have, the more it has an effect on balancing or reducing the effects, the deleterious effects of excess sodium. Obviously, you need sodium in your diet. You can't live without it. But it's just when we have an excess that can cause or exaggerate high blood pressure. Jane, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. We have a landline phone that just went out.
All right. Okay. Well, we're back with you, and that's the main thing. So I was just telling the audience about the one of the studies that was done with aged garlic extract and beta blockers, which are prescribed for heart failure. And it has, as you were mentioning earlier, similar effects to the drugs, but without any side effects.
Yes. And I don't know if where we cut out, but basically, what I love about the aged garlic extract from Chiolic is that there's over 50 years of research.
And hundreds of human clinical trials, double-blind,
yes,
placebo-controlled trials. And it's amazing. I mean, no other supplement. I think you can put all the other supplements together as far as studies, and you wouldn't equal the number of clinical trials and very peer-reviewed, very credible tests and experiments that have been done on the aged garlic extract. It has no equal.
No, there's like over 900
wow,
peer-reviewed studies, and that's huge. And I can say in practice, we've been in practice for over 40 years, and the chiolic aged garlic extract is the only formula we've ever used.
Wow.
And it has stood the test of time. Hmm. We use it personally as well with our patients. And the big thing is, it's not just the anecdotal, you know, how do you feel kind of thing.
Right,
but
right.
We see
mm-hmm.
the test results come back in positive ways.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, is results. I mean, without, you know, and it's safe and effective without any side effects. I like to say special effects, which is what our show gives people. I don't want side effects. I want special effects and, in fact, beneficial effects. Now, let's talk about other supplements and lifestyle and dietary changes people can make if they have not only high blood pressure, but getting back to congestive heart failure, our topic of discussion of the hour. Any other changes that you recommend to your patients that they make if they have congestive heart failure?
Yeah, they have to be careful about the amount of fluid that they're drinking. Because if you overdo, you're going to retain that fluid. You do want to drink enough, but just got to kind of pay attention to it. If you start retaining, make sure you, talk to your doctor about it. Limit how much salt you're taking in because that helps you to collect fluid. And so you want to stay on a low sodium diet. And also, gotta be careful of the sugars. Sugars also regulate how much fluid is in the body. And then also, watch out for various different types of medications. You can always talk with your doctor or pharmacist, but in particular, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen, Motrin, the antacids that contain sodium, and decongestants like Sudafed. Those are all problematic. And be careful not to overdo. You do want to exercise, but you don't want to overpush your heart as to what it can do.
Okay. Now, what about diuretics such as caffeine or coffee or, all the caffeinated beverages? And now there's foods. I saw caffeinated brownies recently. You name it. They'll put caffeine in pretty much anything to sell it. And then alcoholic beverages, too, if you could address those separately.
Yeah. Yeah, the alcoholic beverages, it affects also the lining of the blood vessel, so you've got to be a little bit careful. It also affects the liver. Uh-huh. But also, caffeine, yes, that will increase your blood pressure. Even decaf is like 50% caffeine, so you've got to be careful of caffeinated beverages. Because again, high blood pressure is a major component of congestive heart failure in causing it, but also as a result of congestive heart failure.
Oh, really? So it can actually cause it that maybe somebody didn't have high blood pressure in the first place, but they tended to have congestive heart failure, and then it was a side effect of the disease.
Yes. Oh. Diabetes will also do the same thing. So, again, this is where if it's not regulated well, then you're potentially going to get into the congestive heart failure issues.
Diabetes, as you know, and this is National Diabetes Month, November, that's an epidemic. I mean, 10% of the population has it, up to 10%, and about 50% of people have metabolic syndrome, which is pre-diabetes.
Again, you got to look at the diet, exercise, definitely
obesity
factors.
Obesity, yep.
So you just got to keep working at it little by little. We don't have to, go crazy and do things that we're not going to last. We want to change our lifestyle, not go on a diet, per se.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I agree about that. All right, and then other supplements, of course, the basic multivitamin of your high. Well, I know that Kyolic has an omega AGE, which has the omega-3 fatty acids, which are so important to the heart. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, it's a great combination for you, particularly for people who don't want to be taking a whole bunch of different pills. And if you're already taking some different things, it contains vitamin B6, folate, B12, particularly a higher dose of the aged garlic extract. The fish oils, again, beneficial as an anti-inflammatory, helps to lower cholesterol, good for the nervous system. So there's so many different benefits to it that this is a great combination formula.
All right. And so what do you take per day? What does Jane Jansen take as far as supplements?
Well, everybody has their, there's so many different formulas Kyolic has that can meet your particular needs. Like they do have a blood sugar formula. They have a blood pressure formula. They have cholesterol formulas. And they all benefit Again, as far as lowering cholesterol and helping your blood vessels and helping your heart. But certain ones, like the Kyolic 106, actually contains hawthorn berry, which significantly improves heart function. So that's one for somebody who has congestive heart failure would be beneficial. I personally, during the wintertime, I take the aged garlic extract 103 formula, the immune formula, particularly with COVID running around. They've actually found in new studies coming out, finding that people who have had COVID have more damage to the endothelial lining of the blood vessel, as well as potentially increase the number of people who got COVID, that got congestive heart failure from COVID. One study in particular found 4 months after infection, there was a 2.5 increase of congestive heart failure.
Wow, really? COVID. Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't see that formula, or I didn't see that study. I do also take, I agree with you, excuse me, I take the formula 103, which is the immune formula with the kyolic garlic extract base, but it has astragalus and other immune herbs and nutrient goodies in there. So like you said, if people don't want to get vitamin rest and screwing all the different bottles, it's an all-in-one supplement for immune health, formula 103. And by the way, all these are available at your nearest natural food store, pharmacy, wherever fine supplements are sold. Or don't they, do they sell it direct to at kyolic.com?
I believe they do. I think also, you know, on Amazon and, you know,
yeah,
just
right.
About everywhere you can think of.
Okay. All right. Okay. We have one last break of the hour. Jane, if you can stay with us just for a minute or so, and then
sure.
I have many more questions for you. When we come back, we'll talk about other lifestyle changes and foods in particular that you can eat to build up your heart, make it stronger and last longer. Back after this with more information for your good health.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer 4 supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to THERALAC.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. Hey, a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9, well, depending on the show or where you're listening to the show, it's 7, 8, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. or 7, 8 or 9 p.m. 12 hours from right now is the main thing you need to remember in whatever market you're listening to right now. Or you can go to the website after next Wednesday to listen to the show again with Jane Jansen, and that's drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R healthradio.com. Before we get on to our discussion, I wanted to ask you, Jane, about some of the foods for heart health, especially if people are suffering from congestive heart failure or high blood pressure. But speaking of high blood pressure, you probably know this, but just to remind not only patients, but also doctors, many doctors listen to our show, and this is a heads up for them, because a lot of times, well, let me share this article with you, and I'll get your input with it or about it. Next time you get your blood pressure taken at the doctor's office, make sure you ask them to take both arms pressure, because the blood pressure readings can vary between arms. And even though international guidelines recommend taking blood pressure on both sides, it's not a widespread practice in America for some reason. According to a study published in Hypertension, when researchers analyzed health data for more than 53,000 people, they found that thousands of participants who had been told they weren't hypertensive would have been reclassified as having high blood pressure when it was measured in both arms. What's your take on this? Because serious conditions can arise from untreated or, as you were mentioning earlier, poorly managed blood pressure, such as heart disease.
In fact, when I was working in the hospital in cardiology, we actually did that, because that was, you know, what feels like 800 years ago. But I think they've gotten away from doing that anymore. Also, sometimes it'll make a difference when you, whether you're sitting or standing.
Yes, that's right.
And so this is why a lot of times, like, for instance, people will go in and, you know, have their blood pressure taken while having a stress test. And it's because the heart changes, the response changes based on your movement as well. So, yeah, I think it's, unfortunately, they're trying to make the appointments as fast as possible, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And speaking of stress tests, I think just going to the doctors for an appointment is a stress test in itself, because you've probably heard of white coat hypertension. About 30% of people are affected by that, in that they're nervous and they're, you know, uneasy and everything, and they're going in for, you know, maybe there's a medical condition or whatever, and their blood pressure is actually higher in the doctor's office, especially if he's wearing a white coat, which most are. And if you compare that to people that have their blood pressure taken out of the doctor's office, about a third of us will have lower blood pressure outside the doctor's office. So that's another aspect of blood pressure readings.
Yes, you should get at least 3 consecutive readings. And I usually suggest to my patients, ask the doctor to take it towards the end of the appointment, where now you've relaxed a little
bit more. Oh, good question. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And also take it at home. You know, they have
Absolutely.
All the machines now.
Yeah.
And just take your machine in with you when you get your blood pressure checked at the doctor, to make sure that it's giving you an accurate reading.
And that goes for other tests regarding cardiovascular health, like cholesterol. I always tell people to get, and I've done it myself, where I get 2 or 3 cholesterol tests and average the numbers, because, you know, that can vary widely as well, depending on what you ate on your last meal, what time of the day it was taken, you know, a lot of other variables there.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we just have a couple minutes left, actually less than 2. So what's a parting shot? Let's mention the website for if people want to actually see the research that you were mentioning earlier about Kyolic. Is it kyolic.com?
Yes.
Okay. KYOLIC. And by the way, it's a Japanese company. Kyolic is, if you translate it, Kyo or Kyo, but they pronounce it Kyo in Japan. That means strong. And of course, lick, L-I-C, stands for garlic. So it's a strong garlic, but it doesn't have the strong smell or taste or body odor and garlic breath. In fact, but I hope most people ate garlic this past week for Halloween to keep the vampires away, right? But anyway, do you have a website as well, Jane?
Yes, if you go to holistichealthline.com.
Okay.
And holistic is spelled with an H.
All right, great. Not like, it's kind of like herb, where we pronounce it herb in America, and but it's herb in other countries, you know, it's H-E-R-B.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much. It reminds me of a neighbor I had many years ago, and his name was Herb, and I'd always call him Herb. But anyway, all right. Thanks, Jane Jensen, for being with us. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you so much, David, for having me on.
All right, there goes Jane Jensen, and here we go with another edition. But join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Dr. Health. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.